Damien was the third stranger, who sat beside Dirk and Ernesto at the park, now also witnessing the destruction of the TRC tower in Metropolitania. Now he proceeds with his story. You see, ever since I was young, I was always fascinated about the subject of mental health or anything related to how a person thinks or believes in what it believes, in whatever it believes. As I was pursuing a degree in psychology, the establishment of the TRC organization came as a blessing in disguise for me. I instantly changed my plans, which terrified my parents, obviously, but I soon reassured them with positive grades that I was serious about pursuing a doctor's profession in TRC. Turns out, I was quite good, and after graduation, I started my internship at the Metropolitania branch. It was all going great. I also got my first few cases in the bag, and gradually, basically, I was gaining more and more experience. Then by some time, I was transferred to the highly coveted Kitgenia branch, which was regarded as the hospital where only the most sharpest and the most skillful of doctors worked. So one day, this girl, she was of pure French descent. I believe her name was Clementine. She visited the branch and she basically wanted a procedure to forget all her memories of her ex-boyfriend. Unbeknownst to her, we were doing our record keeping. We found out that this was the second time. Apparently, this is the first time in the entire establishment's history that a person had come for a second procedure. Basically, a few years ago, she had altered her memories about her abusive father. The procedure was done by some of the most brilliant doctors, very experienced, and then she was off to live her normal life. Considering this procedure was a success, which was initially, it was initially looked down upon, we weren't sure, because technically our procedures are brain damage, so doing it multiple times might cause long-term repercussions. But after a while, it seemed that everything was fine. So the speculation regarding the multiple procedures had ended after the successful case of Clementine, and then the establishment viewed this as an opportunity for additional profit. Unfortunately, we were incorrect in our assessment due to Clementine having multiple procedures. She returned claiming that she wants a procedure because she wants to reduce her nightmares. Her nightmares, my God, I mean, we managed to do some tests on her and managed to access her nightmares, and we found out that it was basically about her ex-boyfriend and her father being sexually abusive towards her. Somehow, reality was still doing its best to haunt her in the form of nightmares. So, on reading her report, the final conclusion which was drawn was that multiple procedures in the long term could cause excessive brain damage. It can lead to fragmentation of one's memories. It can curse them with the inability to feel certain emotions completely, which means they might lose feeling sad, they might lose feeling happy for the rest of their lives, and ultimately just leads to complete psychosis where it's difficult to distinguish between reality and the altercations we made with the procedures. Considering that Clementine had visited the hospital months after the previous procedures, it had been too late, for we had already taken numerous cases where someone was given a second procedure or a third procedure. One of our doctors was working on the case, had an idea to cure her, and the others who had gone through the multiple procedures. He had devised a method with which he could reverse the effects of the previous procedures, and that would let the subjects to retain all their memories, realize what is reality in general, basically. But at the same time, also they would retain all their memories with the TRC, like when they visited the branch, when they signed the forms, when they were connected to the machines and everything. And the higher authorities were very much reluctant with this, correction procedures, because we were correcting our mistakes. So The higher authorities were quite reluctant because they thought it could reveal the TRC's ignorance towards the situation, because they did not consider the possibility of it could leading to such long-term, dire long-term effects. Still, if it meant protecting the lives of these individuals from descending into madness, it was a risk which was needed to be taken. It was morally and ethically the right thing to do. Consequences, we will definitely deal with them, because we were the ones to put them in the situation in the first place. The day of Clementine's procedure, instead of helping her, the doctors just prescribed her a normal medication and sent her off. I was shocked. As far as I knew, the decision of giving her the third procedure was not diverted. So, for the doctors to just nonchalantly put her off and having no regards for her health, it led to an increase in my curiosity. For surprisingly, even after knowing how harmful the side effects of the multiple procedures were, they still proceeded to continue with those services, unbeknownst to the clients that they're putting them potentially in a life of just misery and suffering. A life where they would never be able to distinguish between real memories and memories which we created. So what happened was, I started digging around places where I shouldn't have. But now that the organization is falling, I'm glad that I know the lengths to which they had gone to be a profitable company, even at the expense of someone's sanity. I found out that in TRC's classified files that all these procedures were tested even before the organization started. When it came to the multiple procedures experiment, where a person was given several procedures rather than just one, the observation was clear, with the subject experiencing the same side effects which the patients I mentioned above experienced, such as Clementine. It means that they knew what they were doing. They just let it happen, for they needed the profits to keep the organization up and running. Basically, they knew how harmful this was, and they still went forward with it. Just for money, just for profits, just to keep this company afloat. Further, the doctors, even if certain doctors decided to quit or reveal any malicious activity of the TRC, they would then instantly have their memories altered without their consent. If some of them vanished without the TRC even knowing, the TRC then, in, you know, they were scared, so they released spies in all three cities for either executing or capturing them. When I noticed how many doctors had illegally had their memories altered, the numbers were staggering. It made me question if any experiment was conducted on me before I discovered these files. Maybe I might have tried to go out my way to speak against what had happened to Clementine, and I might have been shut down within another with a procedure for myself. But I haven't even touched on the worst part. Considering how TRC could alter memories, several influential and powerful personalities escaped their crimes by ensuring that the TRC manipulated their memories into what they wanted the police to see. Basically, in some cases, even wrongfully planting false memories in innocent individuals to prove them guilty, and, you know, to prevent the influential people, to spare the influential people from their crimes. The police departments even grew suspicious when this psychosis epidemic, where they were giving multiple procedures, and what is known as the psychosis epidemic now, with multiple people going into psychosis as they resorted to multiple procedures. When this was beginning, even the strictest of officials, you know, they were suspicious, but they were soft enough, and they looked the other way when they were offered a hefty bribe. TRC was initially started to reduce suffering, to reduce suicidal deaths, and to an extent it did succeed. But ironically, they are now the primary reason for suicidal deaths increasing, worse than ever before. All because their intentions shifted from humble to pure greed. So this is why I ran, and I have been hiding in for a long time. Today, on seeing all these stars destroyed, all of us doctors can be free from the fear of ever being altered with regards to our memories. What upsets me though is not knowing if they ever experimented on me in the first place. I just don't know. With this, Damien finished his story. Both Ernesto and Dirk, though sad, were not at all surprised at this stage. The sun was about to set. The whole modern world had stopped. And then finally the moment came. Towers were destroyed as the three individuals, Ernesto, Dirk, and Damien, were relieved that its reign of terror was over, but aware that its consequences, such as the psychosis epidemic, will only unfortunately rise due to it being genetic, leading humanity towards a darker future and probably its most difficult battle, its battle against the mind, where living would feel unbearable. The worst is most certainly yet to come.